I see you like the entrecote, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Devouring every slice with such passion. I like a man with an appetite. Besides, how could I forget your favorite meal? You and my daughter used to come here every weekend. Come on, eat as much as you want. My treat, of course. One of the perks of being the owner of this country club. Here, have some wine. It's our best brand. Yes, thank you, my dear. My lobster soup is delicious. Bernard is still our head chef, of course. Do you remember him? He asked me to tell you that he misses you when you and my daughter would always come by to the kitchen, hoping for an extra slice of our special red velvet cake. Oh, by the way, I had to make one for you, fresh out of the oven. I'm so delighted you decided to accept my invitation to lunch, my dear. I was so sad I hadn't had the chance to see you one last time before you and my daughter, you know. You look great. Your mother told me everything about your job, your life, and your new girlfriend. Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. Just enjoy your meal. You'll know soon enough what I actually wanted to talk to you about. Never discuss business during a good meal. That's my rule. Yes, exactly, sweetie. You may consider it a business proposal, if you will. Nothing serious, just something that a young, promising man like you could definitely use. And since I feel responsible for what happened between you two, I think this is the least I can do to fix some wrongs and be certain that I never, ever forget the wrongs done to my family. I was thinking we could discuss terms of our sauna. I know you love it, just as much as I do. A traditional Finnish sauna, like you don't see every day. The perfect den to discuss terms of our deal. And that's my boy. I had no doubt you appreciate the idea. You and my daughter used to spend hours in the spa. Here I am, sweetheart. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. It took me a little longer than I expected to, get ready for the occasion. It's so damn hot in here. I love it. I don't want to feel anything between my skin and the steamy temperature. What's wrong? Of course I'm fully naked. This is a traditional sauna. You're not supposed to wear a bikini, nor swimming trunks, like you are. I thought you knew that. Haven't you been here plenty of times already with my daughter? Come on, let's take off those trunks, honey. That's better. Trust me, your skin will be so grateful to you. And your cock looks absolutely joyful now that it's free. It literally jumped out of your suit. So hard and fully erected already. Ashamed? Why would you feel that way? You're sitting right next to a thick, gorgeous MILF, naked like the day she was born. Oh, with her full breasts, a few inches from your eyes, and a perfectly shaped pussy. Which is why I was a little late. I mean, honestly, I'd be surprised if you didn't have an erection. But you can rest assured. I specifically ordered the staff not to let anyone in as long as we're here. No. No one will bother us while we have our business proposal. Our deal, you silly boy. Did staring at my fat tits make you forget about everything I told you at lunch? Relax. No, I'm just teasing you. You didn't do anything wrong. On the contrary, you already got the right mindset. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I missed you so much, sweetie. I'm so happy I got you back here with me. It's okay. Well, you're safe. There's nothing weird about it. We are friends. I just want to make you feel comfortable. That's right. I'll feel the massive flesh of my boobs smothering your face. Take a deep breath. Inhale, my son. My sweaty pheromones filling up your nostrils while your lips open before my nipple. And start sucking. Suck my tits, baby boy. While mommy strokes your beautiful cock. There you go. Oh, my good boy. Your cock has been throbbing from the second you saw me enter the sauna. It's only right we take care of it. Don't you think? It's okay. No, it's okay. I'll just suck my tits. Suck mommy's titties and empty your mind. You have nothing to worry about. Mommy is gonna give your dick a nice massage. And then... that's right. Pump it to my fist. Look at the amount of cream I'm leaking. I got you. I got you. Now, where was I? Oh yes, our deal. It's pretty simple. You know how much I adore you, right? And the moment my daughter brought you back to our home, I was so sure you were the one for her. Handsome, well-mannered, and smart. A true gentleman. The fact that your family owns half the companies in the area has nothing to do with how fond I am of you. I'm just a poor mother concerned for my daughter's future. I'm sure a wise young man like you understands that. Therefore, there's only one thing to do. Break up with your girlfriend and get back with my sweet daughter. And she's been miserable since you two broke up. Of course I'm serious. Didn't you really think I invited you today for some sort of closure? You're hot. And your family's well-renowned. But... at the end of the day, you're just as dumb as your cock is dumb for my hand. You can barely form your words. I wouldn't claim such loyalty to your girlfriend if I were you. You were practically drooling like a dog when I flashed you my tits. And didn't hesitate a second before starting to suck my nipples. So, here's what's gonna happen, sweetie. Before you get some strange ideas into your head, Let me make myself very clear. This is not a discussion, nor a negotiation. And I'm not asking. You're breaking up with your soon-to-be ex-partner. And you will marry my daughter. End of story.